Understanding the impact of early season algae infestations and rice seedling emergence in establishment in California. Gelta Laguerre is an undergrad at UC Davis, and she won first place for her poster in the undergrad category at the recent California Wheat Science Society meeting in Monterey. So, let's tell us about your research.
Yeah, we know that rice production in California has been challenged by algae infestation in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. So we were just trying to see if that was right. And we designed an outdoor experiment that has three treatments, and each treatment has 10 replicates. We use 15-gallon tubs. And after that, we grabbed soil from the rice field because we wanted to make it in a similar environment for algae to grow.
Limit any variables, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
So we use fertilizer. As we know, growers use fertilizer that has nitrogen and phosphorus. So we use that to stimulate algae growth. Okay. And how we collect data was every second day we went to the field and looked to see if there was any rice emergence.
In the research plots, right?
Yes, correct. So we did that to see if there was any emergence. And also every second week, we collected 50 milliliters of water from each tubs and took it to the lab and measured the chlorophyll A amount. And our result shows that the higher the chlorophyll A amount were, we got the lower rice seedling emergence.
Okay, so the higher the chlorophyll A amounts, which meant more algae on the surface, which darkened below the waterline, you got less rice emergence, right?
That's right. That's why we have a lot of algae in the high treatment. So we barely had emergence on these, and that's why we conclude that if you have a chlorophyll A amount that's more than 500 microgram, so you're gonna have a rice stand reduction by 90%.
Oh, is that micrograms per liter?
Per milliliter.
Oh, per milliliter. Okay.
Yeah.
So, bottom line is that we got a clear correlation here.
Yeah, because I mean, algae likes nutrient. It likes to compete for these things, and also wherever there's a lot of water, you know, rice growers have to flood the field. And if that's the case, so there's a big problem. If you, in the beginning of the season, if you don't have as much as rice stands, you would have if you didn't have that much algae. So there is a problem because this is gonna make you have less yield. If your rice stand reduced by 90%, so there's a real economically speaking problem here because you're not gonna make profit.
Your season is done.
Right, basically, because you only have 10% to work with.
Okay, so we need further studies are needed to estimate how much algae can reduce rice. We know there's a correlation, but how much algae does it, right?
That's right. So we know there is a correlation here. We didn't do a quantifying experiment, so we... And a future study can be quantifying how much algae. So we know we had a lot of algae, but we can't quantify how much we had that can cause such reduction by 90% of your rice stand.
Again, judges at the California Wheat Science Society awarded her first place in the undergraduate category for this research.